Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up in an hour, we will talk to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops. They get a win yesterday. Good pitching performance. James Wood hit another home run.
Yeah, Jake Irvin was good last night.
Oh, he was awesome.
So yeah. We will talk to
and Finnegan got save number 6.
Rizzo.
Chelsea said she wouldn't recommend it, though, right? When I was going to bet on him last night?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't blame her based on what happened the night before, but it was good.
So it is mock draft season.
Yeah.
The Commanders don't pick until 29th.
Yeah.
Late in the first round. EB, you wanted to kind of tackle the mock drafts. There's so many of them out there. I'm looking at one from PFF.
Yeah.
Which actually mocks all of their picks.
Sure.
You could do that with any team.
Well, what I suggested to Drab, I texted Drab yesterday. I said, what I'd like to do potentially is, and maybe Cakes could do it too, since Cakes is now also a fellow fan. Now, he doesn't have the equity built in that I have, lifetime. But that's okay.
More of a newbie.
He's a noob. We'll let him in. What I'd like to do, and you guys could do it too if you cared, but I doubt you care, is I'd like to for Drab to give me a different mock every day, right? And based on that mock and who's available, tell you who I would pick if I was the Skins in that moment. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, today I'll just use Mel Kiper's mock, his latest mock, okay? Now in his, he has them trading out of the 29th pick. And it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Trading with Cleveland, who will want to move up to get their quarterback because they didn't take one early. And then who does he
in
have
in that
them?
Mock, who does Cleveland take it to?
He probably has them taking Travis Hunter.
Or Abdul Carter.
He has them taking Hunter.
Okay.
Okay. So he has them taking Hunter, but they still have a need, obviously, a quarterback. So they want to trade back into the first round. That's what he has. And then obviously the Commanders, they want to acquire some more picks. So they trade down a few spots to 33. I'm not going to have them trade, okay?
Okay.
But in that scenario, so I'll give you a few names that are available, all right? I think personally, just when you talk about it globally.
What position would you want?
I think they've set themselves up pretty well where they could kind of go anywhere. I mean, I've really been tantalized over the last few weeks just thinking about, man, what if they did actually add a first-round receiver?
Okay. And well, I like the way you're thinking.
So, I know, but I don't think that.
Yeah.
It would just be a luxury item, but it might really put them over the top. But at the at the end of the day, I keep thinking, man, even though they had some Jags, you know, Oz, you know, all these guys that were just kind of like, you know,
they weren't big names, but they were just role players.
They played their role great.
Yeah, they're productive.
They were scoring 29, 30 points a game, right? And it's all because of Jaden, but he made it work. He and Kingsbury made that offensive work. So now by adding Debo and Laremy Tunsil, I mean, they should be markedly better. So, you know, I don't know. It's going to be hard to improve upon that, but I think you can maybe bank on them potentially improving already, even before the draft. So I think it would be a luxury item. But so I think I would lean defense at the top if all things were equal. Mm-hmm. I would lean defense because it's the unit that needs more help. They've added, obviously, via free agency, but I still think we all agree edge rusher and secondary help is probably the most glaring need. I think they've got a ton of guys in the interior part of the defense. I think they've signed Kinlaw, and I think they think he's going to be a big part of that. Mm-hmm. I think I have high expectations for Johnny Newton. I really like what we've seen with him so far.
In year two, yeah, he should have a much bigger role. Love that.
So, but you just don't have anybody that can rush the passer consistently. With the one guy we had in double-digit sats, we let him go. We're not interested.
To a division rival.
Let him go. Less.
So is there somebody out there that you would want?
So here's who available at this point. So you got a corner from Ole Miss, Trey Amos, potentially is somebody you could look at. They've got a couple receivers, according to Kuiper's mock, that are available. Jaden Higgins from Iowa State, Luther Burden from Missouri. I'm not sure if the receiver from Ohio State, who I like, if he's still available. You've got the running back in his mock, Travion Henderson. He's still available. He was averaging 7 yards a carry, Cakes.
Yep.
Well, he's just a stud.
An absolute stud. If you can add a guy like him at the top of the draft, you might do it. But
no, he's not an every down back. He's a smaller guy, but he's got burst.
Right. He could take it to the house.
Yes.
He's the receiver you like from Ohio State, Emeka.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's in projected 21st.
So he has him already gone.
Or 22nd in this draft.
So I would probably take the edge, who actually Kuiper has him taking later in with the 33rd pick, the kid from Boston College, just because the numbers jump out at you. He had 16 and a half sacks last season. Had 65 pressures that led the nation. Right? He's a 4-year player from Boston College. He's not overwhelming in size.
It's like 6'2", 250?
6'2", 247, according to ESPN. So, you know, but the production numbers just jump out. Now, what's weird is he had 16 and a half sacks this year. Last year, he had 2. It looked like he played a bunch.
Right.
The year before that, he had 7.5. So, I don't know. Maybe they asked him to do different things. No idea. But last year, he had a bomb season, led the nation in pressures, 16 and a half sacks in how many games did they play? Probably 12, 13, something like that. Well, I love that 12, production. Yeah. I would bank on that production. I don't know what he did at the combine. But
he was good at the combine.
But that's a guy that I think if they walked away with him at 29, you'd be thrilled with.
Well, certainly, too, if they traded back and were
if they were getting him at 33 and add a pick.
Yeah, that's the
real
win.
I'm not doing trades.
Right.
I'm not doing trades. But of the guys that are available, I think I would take him over the corner. I probably would take him over the two receivers. There's another corner for Thomas from Florida State. I'm not sure. I think he might be one of those guys that didn't necessarily test super great, the corner from Florida State, but, you know, productive in terms of speed. I could be wrong about that, but I think he's the one that maybe didn't knock your socks off with speed. There's another edge rusher from Texas A&M that's available.
Stewart, yeah. You're talking about Stewart?
Scorton.
Stewart gone?
Yeah. I don't know if he's got him going.
So Commanders have 5 draft picks, correct?
Currently. Yeah.
By the way, Ezeraku's numbers from the combine, he didn't run the 40-yard dash. He had a 35.5-inch vertical, 9.11 broad jump, and he benched, I guess, what is it, 225 22 times.
Those aren't overwhelming numbers.
They said he performed pretty well, though. I do remember them talking about him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just the production is off the charts. If you tell me that they can get away with getting him with their 29th pick, I think you're going to be thrilled. You got a guy who led the nation in pressures and had 16 and a half sacks.
Yeah, and he fills one of your biggest, if not biggest, offseason need is pass rush, especially with Fowler departing.
Now, again, there is a part of me that wants to add a luxury item to the offense.
I like that part of you, EB. I like the part of you that.
But I think this is a bigger need.
Even though they score 28 some points per game, you know that Jaden needs more weapons around him. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a running back picked within the first, well, they have three picks in the first four rounds, right? Mm-hmm. That's a deep running back class, but
Would you take the home run threat like Henderson?
I might
take it to the house.
If I'm Peters, this class is so deep in running back, I can get a good running back in the fourth round.
Right.
I'm not even going to pick one in the first or second round.
Which is the traditional philosophy anyway. People generally don't like to take these running
backs. Don't need to overpay for RB.
Right.
Mm. Unless, now there is a caveat. Obviously, unless there's a Saquon Barkley, Jahmyr Gibbs, somebody of that ilk, which they would never get at 29 anyway.
Right. I don't think so.
Like, that guy's not lasting until the end of the first round.
I can't
I don't think Commanders fans have a problem with the edge come out of the first round. Not at all.
No. Of course not.
And I'm not even
and maybe
sure
they'd
be upset if they went corner second.
Correct.
But I do remember this. I do remember, I think it was last year, that I had different needs, and I would have picked guys in different spots than what he did. But
I think
what
it's
he
hard
did
to predict.
Worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I think it's hard to predict. Like, I wouldn't be stunned if they took a linebacker. You got... Luvu's going to be around.
Luvu's your stud. They're grooming McGee.
All right, if they believe in McGee, because Bobby Wagner,
they're grooming
this
McGee
is probably his last
in theory
year.
To replace Bobby Wagner.
Okay,
they love McGee. Apparently,
then maybe you don't need it.
Yeah. Kind of depends on what they have when they rank all their players. The best linebacker, let's just say the best linebacker on their board's already gone, and then the second best linebacker they don't have rated to like a third round pick. I don't think they're going to reach and take him in the first.
Oh, no way.
But we don't know who they like at all. We have no idea.
So if it fell like Mel Kiper has, you're taking...
I would just take him at 29. I would take... I don't know how you pronounce his name. Zirakua?
Ezeraku, I believe.
Ezeraku? I mean, it's a hard name to pronounce. We'll call him D-E.
Just call him E.
D-E.
Easy. Call him Easy.
Yeah. D-E. Easy's a good one.
Easy from...
call him Easy E.
Easy E from Boston College.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah, there you go. Ian Rappaport of NFL Media reported that Maxwell Harrison and Quincy Riley were set to visit the team on Tuesday. Harrison was a starter at Kentucky for the last 2 years. He missed some time in 2024, but he had six interceptions and returned three of them for touchdowns.
Didn't he run like a? I think he ran like a 4.29 or something, like a blazing speed at the combine. Mm-hmm. Harrison out of Kentucky.
Is that where Davis came from? Isn't Jamin, was he a Kentucky guy?
Yes. Davis is a Kentucky Wildcat.
I'm out.
And then Riley played at Middle Tennessee State, moved on to Louisville for the last 3 years, had 33 tackles, three tackles for loss, two interceptions, and a forced fumble. So they brought in a couple of corners. The thing is, I saw they did the Top Golf bit again. So they had like 20 guys there.
Oh, they already did that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So it's hard to kind of read into who they're bringing in there.
But of those 20 guys, I'd look at them closely. I'd see if Eazy-E was in there. Like, who were the guys they invited?
Right.
Remember, somebody had pointed out that I think Kime had pointed out, of the guys they drafted, all but one they met with personally at the combine. They didn't just see him work out, they met with him personally. And the one guy they didn't is the guy they worked out and worked with as part of the staff for like the Senior Bowl or whatever. So they definitely...
I'm going to try and find out who the biggest name prospect was invited to the...
Top Golf.
To the Top Golf.
Well, you know a guy at Top Golf?
That corner Harrison from Kentucky, I slighted him a bit. He ran a 4.28 40 at the combine. Almost had a 40-inch vertical leap. And NFL.com grades him as a 6.3, will eventually be a plus starter. They like him.
What's his name?
Maxwell Harrison.
That's the kid from
Kentucky. From Kentucky.
By the way, Ashton Jenty, the running back, said that the Raiders did a Top Golf bit too. So they're like creeping on the idea.
Very good. Yeah. I mean, it's obvious. They're not going to just draft a guy based on watching him on, their computer.
Yeah. I think,
and seeing some combine numbers. They want to know the person.
Peters and Quinn said, Nikki Javala tweeted this, that they found it beneficial because players were more relaxed and they could see how players interacted with one another. The players also got individual time with the coaches, just as they did last year. So there was about 20 of them.
Right.
Just a week away, boys. Just a week away.
And remember, allegedly, and I don't know if this is true, but Jaden kind of felt like it wasn't personal enough for him, right? He wanted, he didn't love the idea. Maybe he just didn't understand what sort of their perspective was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, it's so funny that it was just a year ago that the rumor was that Jaden wasn't super thrilled with the idea necessarily of coming here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he seems to have assimilated quite nicely.
Oh, it worked out wonderfully.
Yeah, worked out for all parties.
But it didn't go out swimmingly. And as your boy told you a year ago about this time, that he had the relationship with Brandon Ayuk, which, by the way, have you ever seen a more real? I mean, these guys are butt close.
They are close.
People scoffed at that idea that, you know, he had the relationship with Ayuk. Ayuk asked Peters, you know, a year ago what they thought his potential draft status was 2 years ago. And they said,
Fifth round.
He didn't like that.
That's why I didn't want to come here, because they said
he didn't have warm feelings necessarily.
Right.
But it's all worked out wonderfully.
Yeah, he forgot about that.
Yep. Worked out.
And
great.
He'll love it in 3 years when he signs a $600 million deal.
Yeah, he will. So I was about to say he will.
So if the corner Hairston, all right, here you go, Cakes. If Hairston is available, Kiper has him going 26 to the Rams.
Okay.
If he's available at 29, do you like Zeriku or whatever?
I'd rather have the pass rusher. You would. That's what you're asking.
All right, yes. So if you could have both, I think I would too.
I would take a pass rusher, and then if I still feel a need for a corner, I look at that in round two. Then I pick my RB in round four and hopefully accumulate some extra picks from trading back somewhere along the line. I've got a whole plan.
And no kicker in the draft?
No, come on. It's a kicker in the draft. Get out of here. No.
I'm looking at the Florida State kicker.
That's fine. I'll find my kicker outside the draft.
I don't think they're going to draft him.
Probably not. All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. Open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.